Jake, really good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Another week, another pod.
I know, you've sort of you've returned to your form of how you start these things.
I think now we've lent into it, I quite like it.
Yeah. If you don't know, he'll always start with, Jake, good to see you. Or, another week, another pod.
And we'll always end with,
right, I'm really looking forward to seeing this guest. You know what, should we go and get a drink in?
Let's do it.
Lovely. Let's bookend that. Yeah. Those are our bookends.
That's nice.
And what's been going on with you then?
Since I've last seen you, I went to a pub quiz. In Manchester. Yeah, Blues Kitchen, Manchester.
Yeah, nice.
But I know we've had a lot of talk about prize funds before, or like what's the prize?
Yeah, what's a good prize fund?
Prize for this quiz, £500 bar tab.
Fuck off.
£500 bar tab, and you could use it there and then. So a lot of them, it's like you've got to come back in, you can't use it tonight, we're closing.
Do you know
now.
What? I would argue the other way round. I would want to be able to know that I could use it another time.
I think
especially
you could.
If it's £500.
No, I think you could. I don't think you had to use it all that night. It was like, there's £500, use it as you will.
Got you. Yeah.
And there was about 40 teams in this quiz.
Because actually, I've been at quizzes, I've had to run quizzes where the bar staff have said, like, right, it's £100 bar tab, but it has to be on another day.
Yeah.
And so you've got people who've come after work who all live in different places, but I'm not fucking coming here again.
Nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah. So go on, what happened?
So it was about 32 teams at this quiz. Big time. £500 bar tab.
So is that rolling on then, or is that every week?
I think it's every single week.
Well, no wonder it's 32
I know.
Genius.
But yeah, a lot of teams though. 32 teams, audience interaction stuff. He did a halfway through leaderboard.
Yeah.
We were fourth, only a few points off top.
Nice.
So we
really
thought,
nice.
Second half, we're gonna go for it.
Yeah, first half you thought, let's do
first
it.
First half
not
we
go
was
for
like,
it.
Yeah, but because there was audience.
Why would you think let's not go for it?
No, I'll tell you why. Before you mock, there was it was like audience interaction games where like right, we're gonna put this Velcro on your head if you get this, and we were going, we're not gonna get involved in that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We still haven't been served a drink. They were like, it's table service. No one would come over, so we sat there sober while like someone's throwing.
Do these bonus things
bean bags just catch on their head? And we were like, we're not gonna get involved. And that was for a lot of points in the quiz. And then second half, we're going, we're quite near top here. We might have to sort of start going for it a bit. Mm. And we were like, we've had a very good second half here.
Yeah,
we were actually thinking, I think we're in amongst it. Did the whole leaderboard going through? We're like clinging on. Fourth, we weren't fourth. Third, we weren't third. Top two. Half a point separated. Top two. We were second.
Oh.
And then when that happens, so we still got a free round, but £500, it was absolutely, like you just, half a point, and then you start looking back and going, what was the few we missed?
And you start looking around the tables, you start pointing fingers,
yeah.
You start getting shifty. But and also, yeah. I love the idea that the first half, you were like, we're not going to do all the audience interaction, the silly games or whatever. Second half, you got, right, Jack, you need to make an Eiffel Tower made out of loo roll.
Yeah.
Zoe, make sure you catch that bean bag. Right, looks like I'm going to get topless and smear baked beans on myself. Let's do this.
You had to, if you wanted to be considered for a game, you had to stand up and, have you heard of dirking?
Dirking?
Yeah.
No.
It's a TikTok sensation, apparently.
Go on.
Twerk it, men's... Twerking with your dick.
Oh, for God's sake.
Flapping it around.
Sakes.
Bit of front twerk.
It's a quiz. You don't get that on Mastermind, do you?
Yeah, I know. But you saw, the question that killed me, thinking back, should have got, who is the singer of Karma Chameleon?
Oh, come on. Boy George.
That's what we said.
Oh.
Culture Club.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Was the question who is the singer of, or who is
no,
who
it,
sang?
No, it was like he played the song. He played the song.
So what you
the
phrased
intro.
It, the singer would be Boy
yeah,
George.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah, but who?
But he's in the band Culture Club.
Oh,
gutting.
And, yeah,
absolutely gutting. You,
that was
you're going to go back.
And then what was, yeah, probably will do actually. And then what was the first, what's the oldest pizza chain in the UK opening in Wardour Street, London in the 70s?
Pizza Express.
Correct, we said Pizza Hut, but we dabbled with Pizza Express. So that was a killer, but
yeah.
If you, I want to let us know if you've seen any better prize than £500.
£500 is insane, and also I think you're going to be going to this a lot. So if you want to sort of do a quiz, but also sort of stare at the other end of the pub for a Harry Maguire / Arthur Christmas lookalike, go to the Blues Kitchen in Manchester every.
I don't know that much.
Should be shouting them out. They've not sent us a quiz.
He should send it in.
we've got a very exciting guest.
Who we got?
It's an international guest.
Wow.
I'm very excited. Basically, the whole time I was in Edinburgh, the only person's face I saw on every poster mentioned out of everyone's lips was this person, Eloise Eftosh. She's an Australian comedian, billed herself as Australia's first attractive comedian.
Bit harsh and all the other Australian comedians.
Massively harsh. But then again, Adam Hills. So, yeah, she's here. She's in the UK. She's doing some dates of the show in London. And I have no idea how we've managed to bag her. But she's given us a couple of hours of her time to come and do a quiz with us. So I'm buzzing, mate.
Me too.
I'm buzzing.
Our first Australian guest.
Yeah, should we get a pint of Foster's?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is Australia's first attractive comedian. Her words, not ours. It's Eloise Eftos.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Very harsh on Adam Hills, that, isn't it?
Well, sorry. It's not my fault.
Yeah, you can't help it.
I also, it's not my fault if people think it's true. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my fault. Thanks.
We've been very excited to get you on because...
Really?
So we were in Edinburgh. Everywhere we looked, you were there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, to a nauseating level, actually.
Were you guys going, and you guys couldn't...
Yeah, it was that cartoon thing of like...
That's why it was exhausting, and you guys were probably walking into walls and things.
Did you see each other's show?
No.
We were doing a show.
Yeah, okay. Don't look at me with disgust, Eloise. You look like you might be sick.
So basically, Eloise...
Our first sick on the pub quiz pod, you were doing a show. Really?
No, babe, I'm obsessed with you.
So Eloise was everywhere you looked, and she didn't even know you were...
She was like, who's this?
Can I be honest?
She said, I didn't order an Uber, sorry.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't do racist.
I didn't do racist.
I was a bit, can I be honest? It was my first ever Edinburgh. I was a bit like this, tunnel vision. I was a bit focused, like hustle girl. I'm obsessed, babe, with this.
But it was your first Edinburgh?
My very first Edinburgh.
How did you find it?
Got a fucking award.
Babe, I got bloody nominated. I got nominated for two big awards.
Yeah, so. which is the same as getting an award.
Yeah, it feels like I won. But no, it was really, I went the year before for a week just to like do a recce and go, okay, what's all this about?
Yeah.
And this is me, oh, I could do this. And then I did it. And everyone's going like this, you're going to have the worst time. It's fucking crazy. It's you're going to die. And this is me doing it. Oh. Is this supposed to be hard? Like,
for the first time, Edinburgh was pretty shattered. I was thinking, that was a fucking lot.
That is so... But also at the same time, can I be honest?
Edinburgh's still recovering. Yeah. Edinburgh's going like back this, next year.
Edinburgh's going, fucking hell. No, but they're doing Scottish accent. They're going...
Can you do a Scottish accent?
Wait.
Go on.
Can I do squash, like... Squash.
That's all right.
That's all right.
A bit of that.
That's all right.
Depends on the words so you're
that's pretty
to say.
Good, there you
I can do Scouser.
Go on.
Yeah, from Liverpool, so they talk like that, you know. Oh, so they talk a bit, you know, like, yeah, you know.
You've really got the phlegm in the back of the throat.
Yeah, that's some shaking.
Cockney.
So yeah, like Cockney.
That's very good.
So I can do like Essex as well. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So the other day, I went to the Sugar Heart, and there was this guy like mugging me off, you know.
Welsh.
Welsh is a bit harder.
Oh, do Ghanaian. Have you got Ghanaian?
No, baby.
Oh, go on, please. You're so good. You were doing it before we started.
Don't cancel me here.
I've only just got started here. Do you do Australian?
Try your Aussie. I actually was in a play doing Welsh, but I've lost it.
He's not Welsh.
Obviously, I did Welsh.
He's not Welsh.
I'm not saying,
because he asked me if I could do Welsh, and I actually used to be able to, but I need to practice.
Well, this is my best Welsh accent.
That's very nice.
Wales.
You like it? That's a very nice.
That's very nice.
Only Gay in the Village.
Yeah.
Yes, I've watched Little Britain.
She's never even seen it. Oh, okay.
Yes, I've seen it, babe.
Do you know what? Can we cut some podcast now, then?
No, go on, then. Australian accent.
Well, there's two types of Australian I quite like to do.
This is
the sort of older, more distinguished gentleman. And then there's like more of the guys who are going to be like, right, I'll hire you a boat. You're going to get on it. We're going to have a great time. Spend the day at the beach.
This is pretty good. Yeah, you go now.
I like fucking koalas. Not actually fucking them, but...
Babe, you guys are... It's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay. It's okay. I like it. I like the koala reference.
Well, yours is so like... It's so like... Flat and wide. I don't know how that. I didn't expect that. Yeah.
What if the
timbre of it, like, oh, really wide, really out there.
I like your Fosters.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We don't drink Fosters though.
I heard
so
that.
So you're not supposed to say
in the
that.
UK,
and the
you guys say like VB.
We should re-record your intro then because that has got heavily a lot of Fosters in it.
Yeah.
How do you distinguish between the New Zealand?
New Zealand's a bit more.
It's all
New
bit,
Zealand. It's all New Zealand. It's a bit more. Yeah. That, yes. So they. It's a bit more short. I feel that's when I. Because I was living with a lot of Kiwis during Edinburgh. And it's a bit more shorter and, you know, on the tongue a bit.
Yes,
yeah, it's just yes, you know what I mean? So they were the best. It was the best to live with the Kiwis, so I love them. But I do, like, a few British accents in my show. So, like, I do, like, a character and she's called the bookworm, and she's really shy. And she's like, hello, God, I'm so embarrassed. God, I love being here in the pub with you guys. I just love reading, and I'm also a kindergarten teacher, so she's very shy, and
She's sort of like a breathy Keira Knightley, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah, she's like, God, oh gosh, God, I, of me. Yeah, gosh, yeah. Oh God, I do look quite pretty, don't I? So yeah, that's,
and everything's quite terribly embarrassing, but I look so gorgeous today.
Yes, and I also auditioned to be Liz Hurley in the Shane Warne biopic. I auditioned to be Liz Hurley. But she has like quite a deep voice, you know. She's like, Mr. Powers, you know. I would not.
Wow.
Yeah, Mr. Powers, you know.
That
I'm not
is one
with
of
you.
The best. We get a lot of. We end up going into impressions quite a lot on this show.
Well, you are very, like, I was going to say.
It's
of course.
Really, isn't it?
But yeah. However, that is one of the was best it, right? impressions. Can you do yeah. them all?
And what about I would do Bedazzled when she goes? Of course, you can ask me. Of course, you can. Wait, hold on. Of course, you can. You can ask me anything you like, but just don't ask me if there's a god. I get that one all the time. It drives me absolutely bonkers. But she's quite great. Deep. She has like a deep it's voice. Great. It's quite. She,
that
there's
is
an interview where she's talking about a movie really she's doing, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm about to go to South Africa with Ice Cube," and she's and Ice Cube's in the movie. Anyway, it wasn't very.
I met her once. Met her once.
Did really? You? What was she like? Yeah. I love her so much.
She's just
icon.
Stunningly wonderful person. She was promoting her son's film.
Yeah, her son's an actor now too.
Promoting her son's film.
Her son's film. She's in it.
He's a lazy bastard.
He's a fucking lazy bastard, actually. Yeah. I don't really mind saying this, to be honest with you.
Say it.
I will say it. She came on the show. She's in the film, and the film is basically like...
What's it about?
It's sort of like a hot lesbian thriller. And he's written his mum's part as like the hot mum that fucks everyone.
That's crazy, babe. Like, you have a relationship with your mum.
I sort of think I should be directing this. So he directs it. Excuse me, would it be terribly all right if I directed it? Thank you. Mummy.
Babe, you're so good at silly
and
voices.
Then, and shut the fuck up.
Babe, you're so good.
Shut the hell
I love your videos and I'm like this watching you going, it's
oh,
live, it's
sake.
Happening live.
So you are Australia's first attractive comedian.
Yes.
You are touring. You just come back from where? Athens?
I was in Greece. Yeah, I was in Greece. Family trip. Went back to the village where my family's from. It was almost like a little bit like the start of Borat.
You're Greek as well as Australian?
I'm Greek Macedonian,
oh
yeah.
God.
So I'm from northern Greece. I went to like the mountains, like the village where my grandfather grew up, like staying in the house where my grandfather grew up. And I went to like Spetses, and I was in Italy for a bit. I went to Rome. And if you're watching, this top is from Rome. It says Ciao Bella. Roma.
So you just come back from Athens, family trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going all around the world. I assume you don't have time to take any interest in quiz shows or pub quizzes.
I love, you know what people don't want me to be?
What
smart.
Then people want you to be?
They don't want me to be smart because I'm hot.
They
want to
put you in a box.
Because I'm hot and sexy and funny. People don't want me to also be smart. But guess what, boys? I am.
Mm.
And I love a quiz and I love trivia and I'm very competitive.
What's the pub quiz landscape like in America?
America,
not America, Australia.
In America, babe, actually, I'm going to say, I've never done a pub quiz in America, but I...
Wow, that's
I did
a
mean
very
Australia,
interesting but... intellectual accent.
Thank you so much. In Australia, I've done a few in Australia. We've got a few pub quizzes, because we're basically like, we just copy you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I don't know if I've... I think I've done one or two here, and I think you guys are a little bit, like, you guys go harder.
A bit more serious.
I feel it's a bit more serious, which also for me, good... Good, because I take things very seriously, and we're gonna win. We're a team now, guys.
Well, we're a team.
Hands in. One of them ones. We haven't done one of them before. No, that's nice.
Guys,
isn't it?
I love touching your
hands. And lovely. I hate
well,
that.
Well, we need a team name because what are we gonna say when
okay,
we do that?
Okay, I was panicking when you said that I needed to get a team name, and I was like, well, my drag name is Getty Imogen, but that doesn't really work.
I'd be happy to go with that.
It does work, but I also feel like the team name could just be Australia's First Attractive Comedian playing at Soho Theatre, Tuesday 7th of October till the 11th.
And that's just riffing.
And I just actually riffed that.
Because as much of a nice time as we're all having, it's really important that we do buy tickets to our show.
Yeah.
And also, just for when we do the quiz, I'm going to wear these. I've just put glasses on for anyone listening and not watching the visual, which is fucking weird because I'm on, but...
Guys, don't you think I look smarter?
She's put some really nice small glasses.
I also just want you guys to know, I actually do wear glasses, but I'm wearing my contacts right now.
You look a little bit like
Liz Hurley.
Edna Mode from Monsters, Inc.
Babe, that's so... Now negging's dead, Jake. Negging's dead.
Negging's dead.
Negging's dead. If you just want to kiss me, just say it. You don't have to do this. You look like fucking...
You know what? Is negging actually dead?
Yeah, negging's dead.
I just started getting good at it, and now for it to die.
Negging's dead. Stop negging.
No.
If you want to flirt with a girl, you can't be negging.
Negging is like, be really nice, and then
no, it's like pickup artist stuff.
Yeah, be really nice and then say something like, you look like a character from Monsters, Inc.
No, yeah, it's a bit like, oh, wait, well, I do love... Wait, is that... No, is that The Incredibles?
Oh, The Incredibles, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, see? Fuck, I do know Disney. Babe, thank God I'm on the fucking team. I'll tell you that for free. Who's going to get us through to the final?
Negging is... And allegedly it works.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. That's what we don't want you to think.
Yeah.
The game... Have you ever heard of the game? The book? The game?
No.
That means... See, this means you're a good guy.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just touching him to be like, you're a good guy.
Yes. You are a good boy, aren't you?
Thank you.
You're actually a good boy. And
you're such a good boy.
You're a good boy.
You love being called a good boy as well, don't you? If you were a dog, your tail would be wagging away right now.
Yes, but also you can't be negging anymore because people think that like putting people down is like good. And it's like, no. It's like negging's basically like if I went, I really love your videos, like...
Mm.
You look like quite different in them.
Yeah,
like
people
in
say
real
that
life.
All the time.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
people
that's negging.
All the time.
That's negging.
Oh, wow.
Well, don't let them say that.
My dad's been negging me for a long time. A long time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we've got a team name. Do we have a fact?
Yeah, what's your interesting fact?
Babe, I don't know. I thought that you guys meant a fact about me.
We would love to hear a fact about you.
Some fun facts about me. I'm born the same day as Beyonce, 4th of September, Virgo's groove. I went to the same acting school as Hugh Jackman.
Really?
Different years, obviously.
So we like to make our guests feel at home. So this week we have a quiz from...
Uh-oh.
Australia.
Get out.
No way, really? Yeah, do we really? Seriously, it's from Australia?
Yeah, so our quizmaster is...
Oh no, what city?
So, let's find out. So our quizmaster is William from Saturday Quiz Time. He does a weekly online quiz.
Oh!
And he owns an online quiz company in Australia.
That's actually quite, like, for Australia, like, that's quite with it. Where's he based, do you know?
I don't know, actually. William, let us know. Comment on the video.
William, let us know. I'm a Perth girl, but I live in Sydney, technically. So I'm like, if you're not from, you know, that will depend on a few.
Yeah.
It could be from, like, like Adelaide or something. You know what I mean? But
can we say some Australian cities and you just give a one word, like, what the stereotype is?
Oh, I love
is?
This.
All right, let's go.
That's really nice.
Let's go.
So, Perth.
Bogans. Everywhere, ooh, but beautiful beaches.
Brisbane.
Beautiful. Close to Perth.
Tasmania.
Oh.
Sound answer.
If anyone's from Tassie and listening, I did Dark Mofo this year, which is this sick festival. And I did like the Fembot and like a few other characters. And it's like a bit of like a cool festival, winter solstice festival. And it was like really, it's kind of crazy. So I actually I love Tassie. I've only been there for a weekend, but yeah.
Canberra. You've gone from one word to just one sound.
I like the sound. Yeah, sounds better. Can I be honest? Sounds better for me.
Sounds better.
Because I'm struggling to do one word.
Melbourne.
Okay.
Melbourne's like this. Woo! Melbourne's like this. Culture, coffee. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Melbourne's like this.
Melbourne's doing that dance in the club.
Melbourne's like this. Like that.
Like the Manchester of Australia.
Yeah, it's like, you know, well, it's kind of probably closer to London.
Because
you can get food after like 10 p.m. Sydney's not like that anymore.
Sound and move.
Can I be honest? Sydney's like this. Pretty. Like Sydney's pretty. Right. And Melbourne's like this. Down, you know what I mean?
Edinburgh and Glasgow, innit?
Yeah, babe, it's a bit that. It's a bit that. Rivalries.
I want a sound and noise for London.
Sound
and noise at the same time. Sorry, sound and noise, sound and move at the same time.
Yeah. Babe, that's amazing.
Chaos.
I'll do this. See it, sorted. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. That's the love. That's
annoying,
the sound. I love it. I actually love it.
Oh, you
Bath.
You guys are good at this game.
That's really nice. Birmingham.
No, you. This is amazing.
This is the real quiz. This is the real quiz.
I love it.
Scotland.
Huh?
Scotland.
Babe, you're so silly.
So it just goes.
Babe, that's good.
Like I'm.
Babe, or a Highland cow.
There's a regality to it, but you're just happy to be.
Devon.
Huh?
Devon.
But what about Brighton? What's Brighton?
bit. Who's that over there?
Huh? What about what's Brighton?
Brighton, like.
Yeah, that's good.
That sounds a bit good. Chelsea to me.
Yeah, Chelsea's like.
Chelsea's oh.
Chelsea is the noise that a teacher makes before saying year nine. Year nine. That's
right,
Chelsea.
What about what's another area that we like? Shoreditch.
Talking about knowing where it was going.
What's another area?
Guys, what's another? I don't know. Like, no, don't worry about it. Guys, I'm a bit going.
Paris.
You don't, you know.
Or it could be like.
Round one is just titled 1 to 5. There's 5 questions, but 15 answers. Sorry, not sorry, in brackets.
That's a bit Australian.
Bit sus.
You know what it is? A bit Australian. So fucking deal with it, mate.
Yeah. Can you tell from that sort of attitude what part of Australia he'd be from?
Yeah, it's giving a bit Queensland.
Is it really?
That's giving Queensland to me.
I hate people who say, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
When people say stuff like that, I go, get away.
Do you know what I fucking hate, right?
What do you
hate? If you're telling a story about someone, go, someone's like, cool story, bro. Yeah. Why don't you fuck off and bring something to the energy?
That's sick.
Why don't you bring something to the conversation? Cool story, bro.
That is negging.
What do you hate, Eloise?
You know what I hate? I hate a few things. I think I hate when you go to the airport, it's everyone's first day on earth. I've been in so many airports and it's everyone's first fucking day on earth. It's everyone's first day on earth. People are standing up to the fucking, the baggage carousel. I can't, how are we all going to see our bags? Get back.
Yeah.
Get back the Beatles. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's literally sick in the head. They're like standing up to
rock, you love rock music.
I actually love rock music. People don't want me to know rock music, and I do. But the way that they stand up to the carousel, like, where's my bag? I go, you can't see your bag, everyone's bag. If you're all standing up the front, you fucking idiots. And also when I caught the bus back from Stansted to where I'm staying in Hackney, why are there people listening to things without headphones?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Sort it out.
Yeah.
Sort it out.
It's arrogant. Same sort of people who would say sorry, not sorry.
Babe, they're the kind of people that would say sorry, not sorry, and they're also listening to like the worst music in the world. Why is it always the people that play stuff out loud have the worst taste in music?
I feel like...
That's like that. That's a Venn diagram.
Right, should we get into the quiz?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. Okay.
But they, you know, yeah, let's go.
Question one.
Yeah.
What is the world's only national flag that is non-quadrilateral in shape?
Fucking hell.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
So there's one that's...
quadrilateral has got quad four sides.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure I heard this.
William, what are you doing to us?
I have no idea. I've never seen a flag that isn't a rectangle.
I heard this recently. It's not even that much of an obscure country, I don't think.
Bhutan?
Oh, I love that you just said that. I actually love that you said that. What the hell? You're smart, babe.
What do you think?
Oh, I can't remember.
Not heard it.
Let's just say it's
a triangular flag, just for the...
Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Ooh. Let's just say Bermuda.
I think I'm thinking of bunting.
Bermuda. I like Bermuda. I think it's a funny answer.
Yeah.
So basically, I think question two is going to have two answers, and I might be wrong. But so question two, symbolising a nation moving forward. Based on the fact that neither animal can move backwards easily, which two animals appear on the Australian coat of arms?
Oh, great.
Oh, easy.
Go on.
Kangaroo and emu.
Oh, lovely.
But wait, hold on. So what was all that other information? Say again.
Symbolising a nation that is moving forward.
Yes.
Based on the fact that neither animal can move backwards easily.
Oh, he's just saying that for
which
fun.
Which two animals... appear on the Australian.
It's a kangaroo and an emu.
So we answer it, and then what you get to do is be like, "Oh bloody, I didn't know it was meant to symbolise that."
So this is us answering it. Oh, and then you go, "Oh, thanks for telling us that little bit at the start."
Yeah.
I like William. I think he's changed.
The paper. Oh, don't worry, it's okay. There's more of that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. That's what he'll do.
William's like this. Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. You're welcome.
William, thank you, not thank you.
Hey!
Wow, nice. You fucking got him with that.
You fucking nailed him.
Hey!
No, take that back.
No, guys, stop doing this.
Sorry.
So, guys, I like it.
Oh, my God.
Two. Question three. The Triple Entente was an alliance formed in 1907 between which three nations?
Babe, what do you mean?
The Triple Entente.
I love that. Entente. Is it French?
I think it was the alliance that led to a little bit of tension that then led to World War One. I think it's when the UK, France, and
Oh, babe, this is really good.
The UK, France, and one other, but I don't know which other.
US.
I was about to say Italia.
I was going
to
say it, yeah.
But then they went a bit fascist, babe.
Right.
Babe, that's a bit, my top is a bit anti-fascist, babe. Ciao, bit of a rebel, ciao.
But that's all right.
I'm a bit like this, down with Thatcher. Yeah.
Has she been down with John yet?
Guys, I'm so...
God, I don't know.
I'm so stuck on this.
I think it might be America.
Okay. So we'll go UK, France, USA.
Yeah, I think so.
I like that.
Question four. What are the colours of the four main Teletubbies?
Oh, this is easy.
This, now we're talking.
Babe, give me some fucking proper British culture questions. Red, yellow, purple. Right, let's do it in order.
Biggest was...
Purple,
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy is green.
Yeah,
green, yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow and red. And did you know that Poe is a Nepo baby?
Why?
Edgar Allan is her dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Edgar Allan is...
Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe? Oh my God.
You thought you were doing dad humor. Think again, babe. People don't want me to be good at dad humor.
People want you to do dad humor. People don't want you to.
And I just fucking did it.
Did you get it?
What? No, I didn't.
I didn't get it. And then, wow, because you don't expect it from you.
See?
A little fact about the Teletubbies.
Are you guys over that bit? But yeah, are you guys over it?
Where they filmed it in Warwickshire.
But they filmed it in Warwickshire.
Yeah.
Where's that?
The farmer got so in like the middle of the
in me tractor. Get me. I'm sick of these Teletubbies in me tractor. Babe, that's that pretty good. Hey?
Well, he got so sick of people visiting for like tourism, he just flooded the field.
No.
He went, that's it. I'm not gonna have any more Teletubby tours happening in near me. Get off me land. I'm gonna no more Babe, what the hell? This is really good.
I've got a lot of tubby custard to be wiping off. A lot.
Babe, no more tubby custard stalls near my tractor because I'm having the stalls of like you buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Babe, and they've got like a snoo like the vacuum ride. He goes, no more snoo, whatever. Let's riff later. Next.
Question five. Name the five Disney princesses with five letter names.
Okay, Mulan.
What was that?
Mulan. Then you've got Belle. No, five letter names. Five. Wait,
Belle
that is five.
Belle, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This is according to the official list of Disney princesses on Disney.com.
Fucking hell, babe. Good.
William didn't want us to have him on that.
Ariel. Elsa. Elsa.
I don't know if she's Ariel. So it's Mulan, Belle, Ariel. I would say it's also, what's the names of the other little sweetie pies? Tiana.
What's she in?
She's Frog Princess. Babe, thank God I'm here. These boys would be struggling.
Which Disney princess did you have a bit of a crush on growing up?
I don't know if I did any of them, really. Snow White was a bit classy.
Yeah.
Babe, she's saying that is killing me. She's a bit class, actually, that.
She's class out, that Snow White.
Babe.
Classic.
Lovely bit of skirt, that Snow White.
Nice bacon eggs on her. Yes, I know Cockney rhyming slang.
So he's from that place with that accent, right? That one.
Where are you from?
From West Country.
Wiltshire, yeah.
Hey, baby, are you from there?
It was a phrase I'd never heard before. He was like, there he is, chasing crumpet again.
Babe, chasing crumpet.
You can't be out every night chasing crumpet.
I love chasing crumpet. Saying that is so cute. I actually love that.
Oh, you know what he's like? He's always out chasing crumpet.
See, actually, lovely bit of crumpet over there.
I love
I've
that.
I've not said that, by the way.
Go and see that Eloise Eftos show. Lovely bit of Australian crumpet.
That's great. Actually, can I use that for promo? Guys, we have to get this.
Use that for promo. Moana.
Moana.
I think let's go Moana.
Moana. She's a Disney princess.
So there's 15 points up for grabs. So the only flag that isn't a triangle is Nepal.
What the hell?
The two animals on the Australian coat of arms, kangaroo and emu.
Hell yeah. Yeah, don't worry, babe. I gotcha.
That was a really good answer.
The triple entree was the United Kingdom. France, that's another.
Yeah.
And Russia.
Russia.
That's sick in the head. We shouldn't even say that right now.
Did you know?
We shouldn't even be saying Russia.
Cut this from the pod, guys.
No,
cut this from the pod.
We shouldn't be saying Russia, and I feel sick that we didn't get that, but that's okay.
Did you know about the animals symbolising moving forward?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that part, and William, thank you for including that.
The four Teletubby colours are red.
Go on.
Yellow.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Purple.
God, babe, the easiest question of our lives.
Yeah, but Eloise, you've really been carrying us through this. Because even you and Kangaroo, we would not have got.
No.
I don't think we necessarily would have got all of the Teletubbies. Oh, we would have done, to be honest.
You would, no, you would have got that. But the princesses, you would have been on for a while.
So, the Disney princesses are... We've got Ariel.
Yeah.
There's Belle.
Yeah.
Get in.
There is Moana.
Well done.
There's Mulan.
Yeah.
And there is Tiana.
Fuck. Oh, thank God, babe. I actually felt sick. Can I be honest? When you pause there, I was like, I could not.
He's good at it, isn't he?
He's good, babe.
He's very good at it.
It's what I'm here.
Yeah.
Babe. It's not for the banter.
It's the pause before I go, and Tiana.
Babe. That, I was like this, I went, and the listeners are also going like, they're holding their breath as well, because they want me to win.
It's actually only 3 points.
Guys, we would be like a fun, like, this is like the IT crowd.
All right. So round two is called Creative Compounds.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
I like that.
So William has said this. We'll give you two clues for two answers. Connect the first answer to the second answer.
William's a bit sadistic, babe.
To create a new compound word. So he's given us an example.
Yeah.
Recently reunited Manchester rock band plus female siblings. So recently reunited Manchester rock band would be Oasis.
Oasis.
And then a female siblings would be sisters.
Okay.
So you'd get Oasisters.
Okay, sure.
I love, he's so creative.
Yeah. Question number one. Chile born Game of Thrones breakout star and art form with a name that literally means beautiful writing. So the beautiful writing, I think, is calligraphy.
Okay.
And then who was the Chilean's breakout
Pedro
star?
Pedro Pascal.
Pascal.
So Pedro.
Pedro Pascaligraphy. Pascaligraphy. Ah. Question number two. European capital city with more canals than Venice. Well, I can tell you that.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
There you go. And 1997, Blink 182 hit about growing up.
Amsterdam, I'm just a kid. I'm
age again. What's my age again?
What's my age again?
I know that. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Whoa! And the vocals come out.
I know that.
What's my age again?
So it could be something that ends in.
Yes, we can all sing.
Something that ends in, and that song is called "What's My Age Again."
Yeah.
I don't think it's. But I don't know if that's actually about growing up. Is it?
Might not be.
I mean, is it?
First date.
Like
it could be. First date.
Like it is. What's my age again?
No. Yeah. What's the other ones? Like, what's the other ones that they have?
First date. All the small things.
All the Amsterdam, small things.
All the small things.
Nah, it would probably be what's my age again.
Amsterdam. Me.
Damn. No, maybe it is.
Let's park it. Let's come back. Question three. Projectile.
William, you got us with that one.
Projectile with feathers used in an Olympic sport.
So,
arrow.
Yeah.
London tube station that features the name of an Australian beer.
Get out of here.
Cockfosters.
No, it would be... Oh.
Cockfosters, must be. So Arrow Cockfosters.
I don't know if that works.
That doesn't work either.
What is this game, William?
What's the game?
William, you're crazy.
We're getting the answers, but we
but
can't
hold on. Yeah,
like, together.
Features the name of an Australian beer, so that has to be Cockfosters. There's no other...
Oh, I know. Shuttlecock Fosters.
Shuttlecock Fosters. Oh,
man. I feel like I've got the answer right there.
That's number three, remember.
So it needs to... So going back to number two, Amsterdam. It's got to have that dam, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Am I... Yeah.
Amsterdam.
Damn, isn't it called? That's what I was going to say. It's damn. I don't know Blink 182 very well.
Here's one for you, Eloise.
Yeah.
A brand name for an ADHD medication.
Vyvanse.
Named after the
I probably have ADHD. I don't have it. I don't have the medication.
Named after the creator's wife. And a type of jam I traditionally serve with meatballs at IKEA.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know this one. I'm happy to pass.
Yeah, okay.
Do they have IKEA in Australia then?
They do, yeah.
Oh, well.
We have it.
Five.
We have it. We do have a few things that you guys have here, yeah.
Yeah. What other things do you have?
We have like buses and not double-decker ones, but no, we do, but the tourist ones. What else do we have? We have...
I think the big thing
have, we have
about
running
hearing about
water.
Australia when you're a kid is they've got spiders in the toilet that'll bite you.
Yeah,
but also I'm laughing. Let's actually talk about. You guys got one about our insects and our animals.
You read, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And what is going on here with the foxes? Like, and there's and they're in the bloody the foxes in the bin just hanging out.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, but they're not
and,
kill
and they
you.
Look like this. They look like this. Like they look scary. And then also, you know what happened to me in Edinburgh? I went to take a sip of my Diet Coke, my pre-show Diet Coke, and a wasp stung me in my mouth.
Ooh.
I've grew up in Australia my whole life, and a wasp landed in my Diet Coke, and I went to take a sip of it. It was in my mouth, and I bit down on the ice, and I bit down on a wasp, and it stung me in my cheek 30 minutes before my show, and I went, and I ripped out the, it's, I'm not joking. So don't go on about the animals in our fucking country. You guys,
have you ever had any mad animal experiences in Australia?
Not really. Like when like there's a shark in the beach, like they have an alarm and stuff, and you just have to get out of the water. But Perth's a bit more chill than Sydney. Like when there's sharks, like they'll close down
that,
the beach.
Is that a real panic when you're like, or is it just was it like run of the mill?
Shark in the beach. Shark in the beach, mate.
Is it a bit like annoying? Is it a sigh or is it like?
I would be annoyed if it was out. I'd be like, oh, but then like if it was close, but like I don't, you don't swim. Like don't be an idiot and swim out really far. Like people, you can get eaten by a shark. But I've never had. Seen a few like snakes and stuff. Like there's a place called Rottnest Island, just off from Perth, where I grew up. And
what noise, definitely what seen. What noise describes Rottnest Island?
Rottnest Island's like this. It's really nice, it's chill. Nice. You know, beautiful cool. Beach, like really beautiful beaches. Like it looks like the Bahamas. You know, and everyone rides a bike. There's like no cars or whatever, and it's really really beautiful. But there you will see like a dugong, like big snakes and stuff. Right. And there are times when I've walked to the beach. Like my parents live 5 minute walk from the beach, and you will see, I've definitely seen like, you know, some lizards or snakes, like as in, yeah, you have to be careful sometimes, but not all the times. Like you'll be fine.
But we'll be fine.
But the bloody foxes.
Can I be honest? That is sick that you guys just live with them, just hanging out. They will attack you, I reckon, if you look at one too funny or something.
It's creepy, actually.
It's creepy. They're creepy. Yeah. They're scary. Anyway, sorry.
Question number 5, a food themed idiom referring to something unlikely to happen.
What the hell?
Spill the beans? That's not right, is it?
Unlikely to happen.
Unlikely to happen. I wouldn't count on them potatoes.
God, he's quick. What?
And then we're pairing that with Australia's highest selling female artist of all time.
Kylie? Is it Kylie?
Yeah, must be.
Must be Kylie Minogue. Or, no, it would be Kylie.
I'll eat my hat.
I'll eat my hat if that happens. Food themed.
I mean,
eating.
It is about eating, but I don't know if it's food themed. Yeah. That's more hat themed.
It is, but
sorry, baby, it is a bit more hat.
Yeah, it would be weird to call it a food based.
It's hat themed or eating themed. It's not necessarily food themed. Yeah, maybe I'll eat my hat, happens. But that's the closest we've got to an idiom about food. Hi.
Babe, come
Speaking
in.
Of which, Eloise's
guys,
food's arrived.
Guys, I ordered a steak. I'm so...
A steak.
Babe, I feel so bad. Thank you so much.
Basically for the pod, I said to Eloise, oh, we'll get you food. What do you want? I'll get you anything you want. She said, oh, this is so bad. Shall I get the... No, you probably wouldn't let me. So, honestly, what is it? I don't know. It's the steak and the chips. Yeah,
no, because I was going to get it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get it.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, because I was going to get a...
How much was it?
22.
Yeah.
It's fine.
22 quid. No, but I feel really bad.
You're a guest. My God.
Guys, and also, it's probably going to get you more followers if they see me eating a steak.
Yeah, bring the steak. Bring the steak in.
Wow, looks
bloody
good, guys.
Okay, we're going to have to park it, guys.
Guys, I feel... Oh, hell yeah.
And that was number 5. So we haven't got Amsterdam and the song. Number 4... We didn't really even try number 4, did we?
Can I be honest? This is a bit like fancy.
And it's the damn
steak.
Well, yeah, I know.
This is really. I think this is helping the podcast. Me doing this. Right?
We're gonna.
Do you guys want to buy it?
We're gonna. It's turned into sort of like an ASMR thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bit. Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you guys want to buy it? Because if so, listen carefully. I don't know.
I feel really bad.
No, not at all.
Crack on,
please.
Guys, this is actually what it would be like if we're at a pub and we're doing the quiz. Like, I would eat.
We're
going
to have to park it. Okay, here we go. All right,
so I feel nervous that we've really fucked up here.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. So, question number 1.
Yep.
We were looking for the Game of Thrones star merging with beautiful writing.
Am I right?
Indeed. Pedro Pascaligrafi.
Thank fuck, babe, because if that was wrong...
Number 2, capital city with more canals than Venice, it is Amsterdam. Just damn it, that's all it was.
Oh, okay.
I hate them for that.
Question number 3, Projectile with feathers in an Olympic sport, London tube station that features an American. Blah, blah, blah. Shuttlecock Fosters.
Get in.
Yeah.
Number four, brand name for ADHD medication. Mixed with a type of jam. It's Ritalin Goonberry.
Oh, of course, Ritalin, babe. Ritalin that's, the, that's like the biggest one.
Question number... Why didn't you... You knew that.
No, because I've never... Babe, I don't... I don't have heard of it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Wait, don't yell at me. Babe.
Don't yell at me.
Don't yell. Please don't yell.
What the hell's going on?
Babe, don't yell.
We've got you your food and you're not even trying on the quiz anymore. It's a fucking joke.
Babe, this is a really good steak.
Yeah. Question number five. Pie in the Sky, Minogue.
Oh.
The food-themed idiom.
Who pie says in the pie sky? In the sky, babe?
This is just pie in the sky thinking.
Babe, I've never even... Can I be honest? I've never even heard pie in the sky being said.
Oh, brother. That's not really great, but I mean...
So we've got three and then a two.
Yeah, it's at this point in the quiz that we like to take a pause and ask everything to Eloise Eftos about Eloise Eftos.
Okay,
we've
here we go.
We talked about getting the Best Newcomer nomination. And the other nomination was for what?
Best Show Long List.
Yeah, okay.
At the Ish Awards. Is that good? I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's very good.
This is me when I got nominated for that. What's that?
Or, is it good? Is it, oh, God, is that the award for being really rubbish at stuff? Is that what it is?
Guys, wait, what is that one? Is that the best show? Oh, well, okay.
If you're listening to this right now, there's a strong chance that you could see the show in Soho
at
tomorrow.
Soho Theatre, Dean Street.
So it might be a good idea to for people to know what they're seeing.
Well, they're seeing the show is called Australia's First Attractive Comedian. It's about how hard it is to be hot and do comedy, and it's about feminism. And I sing and dance and play different characters and do stand-up. And it's sort of about my observations about what it's like to be sexy in this life and how hard it is. Mm. And it's very silly,
it's a very,
very
brave
sexy.
Show.
It's
a very,
it's
brave
very
show.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people, you know, they hate hot people.
Mm-hmm.
People hate hot people. You guys would relate to that. And see how nice is that I said that?
Not so much when you had to say it was a nice thing. Not when it suddenly felt like charity work.
Yeah. No, they're so cute. I actually love you guys. I think you guys are so cute.
I suddenly feel like we've been sponsored. You've sponsored some ugly people. For £3 a week, you could sponsor two ugly bastards that do a run a podcast.
No. Sorry, I'm going to choke on my steak.
Revenge.
No,
oh my God, I'm
going to
choke on my sirloin. Oh, it's so luxurious.
Wait, there's something about this podcast is like so like grand, you know what I mean? And the steak's really helping the experience. But no, the show is really silly. Like I'm trying to think of like what else I can say to sell it. I think you just have to come and see it.
Is the Fembot going to feature?
Yeah, the Fembot is the last character.
So
I
that play. That's been doing. That's been
have you seen,
quite
have
popular,
you seen
isn't
it?
It? I have seen a clip. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was great. Yeah.
What do you think?
Brilliant.
Wait, which clip did you see?
Edinburgh. I think it was in the Monkey Barrel.
Oh yeah, that was okay. So I do like a
I've
different
seen the
version.
One where, you're, where you call someone a in the front row.
Okay, so that's because I was doing Paddy Young's Night with the Stars. Shout out, Paddy.
Friend of the pod.
Sweetie Pie. Hi, Paddy. Miss you. I was having a pretty good, like, well, my run was going so well that I was so used to crowds being like, yeah, hell yeah. And then when I would do spots, the last two nights of that, I think it was the third night we had done the show, as in the lineup night with the Stars show. And so I kind of like came out and I'm like in laundry. It's like in Monkey Barrel One. So it's like a little bit intimate. And there's people's faces looking at me like I'd killed their parents.
They were a bit disgusted.
I think like maybe disgusted or just like a little bit like conservative,
right,
and uncomfortable. There was guys in the front though looking at me like, I don't even want to say disgusted, like looking at me like a bit like fuck you, like we don't. There's like,
oh,
people
really?
couldn't look at me, or they're looking at me like, we don't give a fuck. And then one guy in the crowd, if you see the clip, one guy in the crowd is like looking really like worried. I was like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? He goes, my girlfriend's next to me. And I went, I don't know, fuck you, you bald c-. And I stormed off the stage. It's because men think, unfortunately, that everything's for them.
Mm.
Sad. Not you boys, though. You boys are good.
Yeah.
But it just makes me laugh that, like, people think that me dancing in lingerie, it's like me trying to seduce. It's like
everyone in the audience.
You think I'm trying to fuck everyone in the audience? Wait, trust me, I don't want to fuck like a nerd that works at Deloitte's in the mailroom. Like, I'm okay. There's times when I've done like the Comedy Store in Sydney and I walk out on stage and there's like women in the crowd put their hands on their husband's legs and I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like kind of famous. It's like, I'm not out here like hunting for prey. I'm not a male comedian. I didn't do comedy to get laid. I can get laid whenever I want. Anyway, it's just really funny the way that they reacted to the fembot. That night, I just got really aggressive because I was like, they're not giving me what I want. Mm. But anyway, it's just the fembot will be, that's the final character. I play like different, I'd say like male fantasies. I play a bookworm, a bartender, a beach babe, and a fembot.
Amazing.
So yeah, so
who's the bartender? I know about the bookworm. Who's the bartender?
The bartender's like, she's like LA, like a dive bar, like bartender. Okay, and she's like, yeah, dude, what's up? You know? So what does she say? She's like, hey, like, where are you from? And you'd say whatever you'd say.
Maidenhead.
And I go, wow, you're like, I love English guys. You guys are so cool. Are you new to LA? And then she'd be like, we've got our new shot. It's called the Tarantino. It's just shot of tequila. We have to suck it off my foot. Would you want to do that?
So if people want to see the fembot or more of your work, where can they find you online?
My steak. Sorry, it's so yum. To find more of me online, you can follow my Instagram, Weezer Squeezer, which is WEEZASQUEEZA. And yeah, come and see the show if you're listening to this. There's like, I don't know, maybe three nights left. Please amazing. Come along. Please come and see me.
So going into round three from William, we've had a 3 and a 2, so we need a good round here to get a respectable score. Okay. And it is the mixed bag round. So question one, what breed... Fucking hell, we've had this question about three...
Really?
We've had this question a
go
few
on.
Times.
Can I guess what it is?
What breed? Go on.
What is it?
You start us with what breed, and we've had it three times. I bet it's going to be, what breed of dog is the dog on the Monopoly?
Yeah. What yes. breed is the Monopoly dog? We know it. It's the Scotty.
Scotty, we'll never forget that now. Do you know what?
But who doesn't know that?
We've been through a lot together, haven't we?
You know what? We've done this podcast too many times.
You guys are so cute. I like you guys.
Yeah, it's a great podcast, isn't it?
I love it. And I love my steak. I think I'm like liking it more that I have this steak.
It's a great steak.
Great really. Steak, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Do you guys want some?
Question two. Steak. What drink does 50 Cent say we're sip like? Oh. It's your birthday in the song The Club.
Bacardi.
Bottle full of bud.
No, but he says bottle full of... No, he does say bottle full
no,
of bud.
No, no, no. But he's saying sip Bacardi yeah, like it's your birthday.
We're sip like it's your birthday in the song. So what is
wait,
it?
Wait, am I
Bacardi?
Wrong? Wait.
Sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
No, hold on. Okay.
We're going to get Bacardi. It's Bacardi. Sip Bacardi. Yeah, that's it. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, I think it is Bacardi.
You know, because we don't give a fuck.
Does it just say birthday?
So question three. On a 24-hour digital clock, at what time does the sum of all four digits have the highest value?
Oh, yama.
I hate maths. Why are they making us do maths now?
Say it again.
On a 24-hour digital clock, at what time does the sum of all four digits have the highest value? Ah, okay.
You have a choice, right? So the first two, the highest that they can either be is 19 or 24.
Sorry, but I'm not viewing it like that. I'm viewing it as the
the
four individual digits.
The highest that the first number can be
is a 2.
Is a 1 and a 9, so which could be a 10, or a 2 and a 4, which could be a 6. Do you see what I mean?
Ah, so it's...
Oh, wait, it's the sum of the individual numbers.
Really good point. So 2 and a 3, because it can only go up to...
23 hours.
19, oh, no, but... 19, so I think it'd be 1959.
So 23 plus
59, yeah. Yeah. I think it's 1959.
It's quite a good
it?
Question, that, because it feels like it should be easy, but...
1950...
Yeah, what the hell, William? You're crazy.
Is it not 23?
William's crazy, wait, read it out.
Yeah, because 19, yeah.
Basically, no, the first half of the clock is the hour that it is. Yeah. And I think that if it was 7 o'clock and it was 19 hours, that would give you a sum of 10.
Yeah.
But if it was 11 o'clock, it would be... 12. Yeah, it would be 2 and 3. So actually, you want it to be 7 o'clock because that's a 1 and a 9.
So you want it to be 7.59.
I'm so impressed with the boys 11,
9, 15 plus
I just want to say, you guys are killing 24? It.
Well, that would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
I can't. I'm so bad with maths.
It's quite symbolic, actually.
That would be quite symbolic.
Yeah. All right,
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
So wait, what... So you guys killed that.
Yeah,
I'm scared. I'm scared of maths.
So we think 1 minute to 8 is the highest. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Question 4.
1 minute to 8.
Where is the smallest bone located in the human body?
Oh, I know.
Make the joke. Make the
classic.
Joke.
Classic.
Do it. Do the joke.
No. We don't.
No. Do it.
No, we're not going to do that.
Say it.
Fucking say it. You,
say it. Be brave.
Why don't you prove it?
Come on, prove it. Take it. Prove it. Prove it right now on the podcast.
Why don't you have the guts to say it?
Babe, you have quite nice writing for a man.
Oh, thank you.
Let me see yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so say again.
Is it good to have nice writing?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, I like it. When I saw your writing, I went, wow.
So where is the smallest bone? I reckon it might be in the foot.
Is it in the ear?
Oh, okay.
It's in the ear. Brilliant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ear, it sounds like it's in the ear.
Yeah.
And I'm using my ear to hear that.
It always it vibrates and then helps
lovely.
You hear, I think.
Lovely.
Okay, and good. Then, no good.
Finally, we've got true or false.
Oh, and yes,
you're
good.
You're gonna know this.
Do you reckon I'm gonna know
good.
It?
Yeah, former Australian Prime Minister, yes. Harold Holt.
Yeah, here we go.
Who went missing?
Yeah.
Former Australian Prime Minister, Harold Holt.
He's like one
Holt,
of our Prime Ministers that literally, yeah, sorry, say it.
Who went missing after going swimming at a beach in 1967.
Yeah.
Has a swimming pool named in his honour.
True.
Is it? What happened?
Go on, tell us.
This fucking Prime Minister goes missing at sea and then... Like, they never find him. They never find his body. And they never find anything. And he just left. And they're like, okay. They have a swimming pool named after him. I don't even know where it is. But yeah, that's true.
It's quite fitting that you don't know where it is because they don't know where he is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, babe. It's actually kind of... That actually it all works out. But yeah. Isn't that just so...
Tasteless.
It's typical. Babe, it's a bit fucking tasteless. But that's a little bit... We won't say anything about that.
So just when was out having a swim?
Went for a swim, babe. It's a bit, but I'm going, it's giving a bit like Tupac, like did he really go missing at sea?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some people say that, but I don't know. I think he did go missing at sea.
And he was Prime Minister at the time?
Yeah.
That's huge news, isn't it?
Imagine. Yeah, it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
That is massive.
It'd be quite ironic if Keir Starmer went missing at sea.
Mm.
We having that?
That's
good,
wasn't
it? That was nice,
that's good, yeah. That's the sort of edgy comedy this fucking podcast needs to be.
That should be more edgy on this.
Yeah, do you think we should be more edgy on this?
I like it. I feel like you guys should be edgelords.
Yeah.
I think that's in.
Guys, I'm feeling after two quite mediocre rounds, arguably disappointing rounds, I think this could be a 5 out of 5.
Is this the final?
We've got a thing, last round.
Oh,
and we've got a thing we'd love you to be in, Eloise, which is the 5 out of 5 club. When we have a guest on, we love at least one round to get a 5 out of 5.
Babe, I would die to get a 5 out of 5. But
or
I'm worried. 50
Cent would say. In the club.
Yeah, in the club.
Yeah, I've been
I'm a bit, can I be honest, I am a bit scared. Are we going to make it? Okay. You guys really flexed on that bloody math question. I was like, okay, boys.
That was really
I like when men are good at like number things. I think it's sexy.
So.
Don't you think? Don't you think it's like, they're like, and then this number. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, watching them doing that, I was going, oh, you know what I mean? And I'm like this going, good
then
boys.
Then
like, you've
got to carry the one and then borrow three.
Yeah, like, look at that. Like, I shouldn't have to do that. And watching them do it, I was like this going,
that's not even an integer.
Bold math.
I love that. I feel like it's like, and you guys, because you're British, like you have like the accent. It's like so smart. It's like this. And if you carry the one, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, 3 plus 5.
Oh, right. Babe, the West Country sound.
It's nice, isn't it?
Sorry. Anyway, sorry, say the answers.
So the Monopoly dog is
a Scottie,
the Scottish
babe.
Terrier.
And if you didn't
Scottie.
Know that, I feel sorry for you.
That's becoming this podcast mascot, actually, the Scottie dog.
Yeah.
So which drink does 50 Cent say we're sip like it's your birthday in the song In the Club?
Bacardi
please.
Bacardi.
Well,
oh, thank God.
Well done.
Guys, if I got that wrong, I would have stuck my fork in my eye.
On the 24-hour digital clock, at what time does the sum of all 4 digits have the highest value? We said at 19.
Wouldn't it be so 59? Funny if I say it's like, that's so sexy and they get
the
it
The time
wrong.
Is 1959.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Sexy!
Looks like I'm getting a girlfriend after this podcast. If anyone's listening and enjoyed that, you know where to DM me.
Boys, was so hard.
Where is the smallest bone located in the human body? It is the ear.
Oh my God, and it this is the best day bone. Of our lives.
This is fucking huge.
And we know that this we know this is true about the Australian former
Harold
Prime
Holt.
Minister, Harold Holt. Does he have a swimming pool named in his honour? That is true.
Yes!
Bash.
The
come here.
It's a 5 out of 5.
Come here, you. Come here.
Well done.
Well done. Well done, everyone.
Guys, so that, guys, I can't believe we got a 5 out of 5. Yeah. Who's in the club?
And do you know what it does? Dan Tiernan.
You, Dan Tiernan.
Dan! I love Dan!
And then basically forget who else is in it. But
no,
like,
who else is in it?
Most people.
Most people, yeah. Oh. A lot of people, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's basically, it's more of a thing you don't want to be excluded from rather you than need you want to get in.
Guys, if I wasn't in the 5 out of 5 club, I literally would have gone like that and flipped the table.
Eloise, would you kindly do a review of William's quiz for us?
Yeah.
So you got 10 out of... We always say double digits out of 15 is respectable. It was looking
absolutely... Double digits.
It was looking diabolical.
We always say, you've done really well if you go double digits. Yeah. And you've done double digits.
Yeah.
Guys, William's quiz grew on me.
So I've got a bit of criteria. Accessibility out of 10.
Oh, it's pretty accessible.
Yeah.
I think it's accessible. Like, I like that it was a bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I did like that. I think maybe... I'd give it maybe a 9.
Lovely, wow. Lovely.
Or maybe is that too much? Faith?
That's nice.
I'm actually
so generous with your marking.
I'm actually very nice.
Range of questions out of 10? Yeah.
There was quite a bit of range, wasn't there?
Yeah, a few Australian stuff, but...
Maybe give it a 7.
I'll tell you what, there wasn't a lot of science.
But I'm not necessarily fuck science.
Yeah.
Science is real, though, was there just a huge in case you guys don't know.
And then finally, good vibes for the day, and that takes everything into account.
The steak.
Yeah.
It does look like such a nice steak, doesn't it?
Can please have some.
Wow. I'm going to have some of the steak, finally.
All £22 of it.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Babe, have some.
So out of 10?
Babe, can I say out of 10, the vibe... Are you okay? Mm. Babe, can I say the vibe altogether is an 11.
Oh, look, we keep getting 11s. We like that.
Guys, I actually love being here, and I think that you guys... I know we've only just met today.
It's so nice.
I'm obsessed with you, and I feel like we should all get married, and I get a visa to stay. Don't you think?
We're getting married. We're going to get a visa. Thank you so much to Eloise. This is such a good steak.
It's so good. And thank you to William. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, William.
Send in another quiz, please, William.
Thank you guys so much for having me, and thank you for the steak.